Hello, my name is Alfonso Hinton. Welcome back. Hope inspires faith. It's been a while since I've made a podcast, but today I want to talk about the attainable that seems unattainable. And what is that, you may ask? Peace. So many people are still trying to figure out how to find peace in their life. Through the day-to-day struggles, everything you go through, so many people are going through so many things and they don't allow their minds to relax. They're always struggling. They're always complicating things. They're always making things seem like there's no way out. There's no solution to the problem. So your life is full of turmoil. So some people think that no matter where they go, work, job, home, church, they can't find peace. But peace starts from within. What do you mean peace starts from within? Peace starts with your mindset. If you allow things to overtake you, if you allow things to consume your mind, if you get the mindset that nothing will ever work out for you, you'll never have any peace. I found myself over the years, I've been through a lot of things now. Just to be real, I don't claim to have never gone through nothing, but my mindset changed. That's been the difference of being able to overcome the adversities, the struggles, the situation. I don't allow those things to consume me anymore. Number one, I don't allow people to overtake my thought process. I don't allow the negativity of people to consume my mind. I don't allow people to dictate my attitude or my actions. Just because they weren't able to get through it doesn't mean I can't get through it. So that is out the window. I just let that go. It's been that way for 20 years and people say it's not going to change. I don't believe that. I believe prayer and consistency and trust and faith and believing anything can change at any time. But peace, I said in the beginning, it starts from within your mindset. Where are you? What's the struggles, society, they overwhelm you. You can't think. Everybody should be able to come to their house, close their door, and find peace. But they bring the outside in. Your home is your sanctuary. Your home is your place of solitude, your place of rest. Your home should be the place where nothing comes in to overtake or suppress you. But so many people, when they open that door, after the end of a workday, they all that stuff come in there before they close the door. Then they come and sit down and they're consumed and they're thinking and worried about what they didn't get done today, which they can't do nothing else about because you can't do anything about it until the workday tomorrow. So many people don't know how to end their day. Their day continues. They get off work. They clock out. Their work continues. Their mind continues. Their work continues. Their mind continues all through the night. Even when they're trying to sleep, laying there wide awake, eyes open, trying to figure out what they can do about yesterday, which they can't do anything. Yesterday's gone. The only thing you can do is wake up the next day and try to do better, make better decisions, get a different plan. Think about what you did wrong and what you need to do to make it right. That's where peace starts. Peace starts from within. Peace starts with realizing that at any given time, things can change. Peace starts with knowing that you could have a positive outcome if you only focus and have the right thought process. Me, I'm a praying man. I believe in the power of prayer. Everybody might not. If you don't, then you know that's okay. But I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the morning when I wake up, I believe I pray, Lord, order my steps during this day that everywhere I go and I'm in a positive mentality. Lord, before I go to my job, Lord, bring peace in every situation that I go through. And that's how I begin my day. And I get up, I walk in victory. After I thank God for another day of being among the land of the living, then I've done the first fruits by thanking him. And then I go on and I walk in victory. I elevate my mind to the things above. And that way, everything below doesn't consume me. So many people wait to after something happens before they pray, Lord, I just want you to be with me on this day. You know, Lord, lead and guide me and through my day. And all of a sudden, they forgot to do it before. So now all the things in the situations done overtook them. So now they're overwhelmed. If you start your day and focus your mind on heavenly things, God is the ultimate. He's your heavenly Father. He's there to lead and guide, protect. If you set your mind up there, everything below there cannot overtake. But so many people put all the problems there all the problems there, and they suppress. And all of a sudden now you're trying to get God up there where he should have been at the top in the beginning. Because, I mean, that's just me. I'm a praying man. And that's how I get through. But peace is attainable. You know, I pray for peace in my life. I pray that God give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of all the situations that I go through. And that way, when I make decisions, I'll make the best decisions governing my spiritual life, governing my home life, governing my marriage, my children, my friends, my parents, everybody. And that's what I do. If you do that, things can work out and your mind won't get consumed, but you got to get things in order. So is peace attainable? Yes, it is. If you focus and put your thought process in the right perspective, peace. The Bible says, if you trust in Jesus, your mind will be in perfect peace. If you trust in man, then man will tell you things. They'll lie to you. They'll put you up and then knock you down. But if you keep your mind on Jesus, the one, the creator, our heavenly father, you will never, ever, ever, ever fail if you focus on him. But so many people try to do it on their own. I learned a long time ago. I do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I'm like I said earlier, I'm a praying man. I believe that. I believe I walk in victory every day. I believe that circumstances come, things go on, but that has nothing to do with my victory in Christ Jesus. Because we, as long as we're in this world, it's going to be circumstances that's not going to be in our favor. But if you pray, God will get you through it. As long as you get breath in your body, it's going to be times where things are going to come that you're not going to like. But then, what is your thought process? Do you believe that you can get through them? Do you believe that God will get you through them? I mean, what, according to your faith, let it be so. Everybody got to measure your faith according to what you believe. You can believe you'll be defeated, or you can believe that you'll be victorious. That's an individual thing. I can believe for me, but I can't believe for you if you don't want to believe. I can encourage you to be great, but you are the one that have to put the action in, put the work in. I can inspire you to be great, but you are the one that have to take the first step. Just like me, someone had to inspire me to be who I am, encourage me to be who I am, but I had to be the one to walk the walk and talk the talk. So is peace attainable? Of course it is, in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your time, hope, inspires faith. Remember, peace is from within. But if you trust God, believe God, have faith in God, he will definitely give you that perfect peace. Thank you for your time.